The 27th day of the blessed month of Amshir, the departure of St. Eustathius, Patriarch of Antioch. On this day, in the year 337 AD, St. Eustathius, Patriarch of Antioch, departed. He was born in Pamphylia in the middle of the 3rd century. He was well known for his godliness and knowledge. When the Patriarch of Antioch departed, they chose Eustathius as his successor in the year 324 AD. His fame became well known for his virtues and profuse knowledge. He attended the Council of Nicaea to judge Arius, and he defended the decisions of the council. After the council, the Arian bishops devised many plots to remove him from his position. They enticed and bribed an adulterous woman with much money to accuse St. Eustathius, the patriarch, that he was the father of her child, and they convened a council and judged to excommunicate him from his episcopal rank. They informed Emperor Constantine, who believed their unfounded judgment, and he deposed and banished St. Eustathius to Thrace, where the saint remained until his departure. When the people knew the decision of the emperor, they revolted, for they were confident of their pope's innocence. However, the meek patriarch appeased them, and he accepted the decision peacefully. When Eustathius arrived to his exile, he persevered in praying, contemplation, and writing many useful spiritual books, and sent many letters against the Arians until he departed in peace. The Lord God willed to manifest the innocence of Eustathius and reveal the truth. The woman who had accused him became seriously ill, and she knew that it was because of her false accusations against the sainted patriarch. She came to the church and confessed before the people of the city the innocence of that saint, and she pointed to the Arian bishops who had urged her to do that for money. Those Arian bishops who were responsible for the exile of the patriarch, the Lord took revenge against them and allowed them to taste the bitterness of banishment as a punishment for their wickedness. May the prayers of St. Eustathius be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day in the year 203 AD, St. Perpetua and her companions of women and men were martyred during the reign of Emperor Septimius Severus. This saint was born in the year 181 AD in Carthage, North Africa, in modern-day Tunisia. She was a well-educated young lady from an illustrious, wealthy family. She was married to a noble man and had a young child. They apprehended her when she was 22 years old, along with some men and women, right after receiving the sacrament of holy baptism and becoming Christians. They were imprisoned for refusing to deny Christ. However, God granted Perpetua visions and revelations, and subsequently she comforted and confirmed the others in faith. The pagans tried to force them to deny Christ, but the Christians were steadfast in their faith, and therefore the pagans started to torture them severely. They took St. Perpetua and the others into the Colosseum before a wild bull, which struck her fiercely and tore her clothes and threw her on the ground. And the saint supported herself and even tried to bring together the torn parts of her dress to cover her exposed body. When she saw her family crying and screaming in the Colosseum, Perpetua told them, "Be firm in the faith and love one another, and do not be grieved or frightened because of our passion." After a series of tortures, the governor ordered the group of Christians beheaded, and they accepted the sentence with joy. And they were all beheaded with the sword, one after the other, and they all received the crowns of martyrdom. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.